Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we're going to talk about union meetings. This coming Wednesday, as this episode releases, so the episode releases on a Wednesday as you hear it, and then the following Wednesday, which I believe will be September 4th, 2024, there is a union meeting down at the Union Hall. We have the general membership union meetings every Wednesday, or I'm sorry, the first Wednesday of every month. They are at 7 p.m. And then we also have the union steward meetings on the third Wednesday of every month at 6:30 p.m. And I try to go to these meetings every meeting if possible, but it's easy for me because I'm on the work assignment list rather than the big overtime list, and I deliver the mail out of East Las Vegas, and I live in Henderson, so it only takes me like 10 minutes to drive to the Union Hall. If you live in Boulder City or North Las Vegas or somewhere far away, then it's obviously a lot more difficult for you. And be that as it may, I highly recommend that you do whatever you can to come to this next union meeting. It will be an eventful meeting. There's a lot scheduled, and every union meeting also has pizza. Or if it's not pizza, then it'll be tacos from Don Tor Taco or Panda Express, or we'll get pasta. But it's dinner, right? So you don't have to plan for that. Plus dinner, you get to have dinner while you're there. So that's something. That's probably the main reason that I go. But there are also other things going on. So at every general membership meeting, for example, we get a copy of the union financials. And you'll see like how much money our union has in the bank, how much money that we're spending on different things. And that's interesting. It can be eye-opening. And there's an opportunity to ask questions. There is typically topics that are relevant to carriers around Las Vegas. And so we cover those topics. We talk about like what management's been up to, what carriers are getting in trouble for. Sometimes there's housekeeping stuff about like we have to vote to approve certain expenditures, things like that. But then on top of all of that, at this union meeting, there will be a report from an investigation that was done at the last union meeting that we had all the way back in July. And that report will be, the results will be given at this meeting, and we'll have a chance to decide like how we feel about what gets reported. And so that'll be really interesting as well. So for all of those reasons, I highly recommend that you come out to this coming union meeting. And then on top of that, if you come to enough union meetings, then you get the opportunity to be a paid delegate to the next national convention, which will be in Los Angeles. And so the Union Hall will have a certain number of people that they can actually pay to go to the convention in 2026. And if you come to enough union meetings, you can be one of those paid people. And that's pretty cool too. But even if you don't, it's worthwhile to get a sense of what goes on at the meetings, what goes on down at the Union Hall, what's going on with your union, what the issues are, and you get a chance to say hello to people. I'm going to be there. My running mate, Michael, is going to be there. I don't know if I've talked about it on the Postal Stand-Up, but I'm running for vice president in the upcoming election in a couple of months. Michael Brazenly is running for president. Jonathan Munoz running for executive vice president. And I will be there for sure. Come up and say hello. And that'll be fun too. That was one of the great things about going to the last convention. People coming up and saying hi. So it's great for free food. It's great for information. It's interesting. And it's good for socialization as well. So again, you come up and say hi. You meet people from other stations. And you can kind of get this feeling that we're all in it together. And that's what's nice about being in the union. That's the way it's supposed to be, that we're all in this together. So hopefully I will see you guys at the meeting next week. Or depending on when you listen to this, I hope you came to the meeting 2 years ago. You know, a podcast always have a bit of a long tail. So who knows through the magic of time travel when you're actually going to hear this. But in any case, thanks for listening, guys. More education in the next episode.